Hello, dear friends of Pilpintuwasi. Finally, we have an update to give you an insight into what has been going on in our rescue center during the last few weeks. Joining the already existing resident animals, we have recently welcomed some new and very interesting individuals. One of our latest arrivals is Mitty, a small wild cat native to Central and South America, which is called Jaguarundi. Mitty came to us from Tarapoto, where she was owned by a family who fed her well but kept her under terrible living conditions in a 1-meter square cage for approximately 7 years. That's why she is still a little bit afraid of the size of her new enclosure here in Pilpintuwasi. Slowly, Mitty has started walking around to explore her environment. She really enjoys fishing in the little pool which was built for her. Our Titta monkey Mortz and our owl monkey Muse Moo are now happily living together in the same enclosure. Mortz was confiscated by the ecological police, who found him on a tree in Iquitos with a string around his waist. As the Titi monkey is diurnal, whereas the owl monkey is nocturnal, they will have to find a solution regarding their daily schedule. A few days ago, 3 little caimans arrived. At the moment they are not really intimidating, but caimans can reach a length of 3 meters. To help them grow to their full size, we are busy regularly supplying them with small fish, their favorite meal. Unfortunately, Pepe, one of our blue and yellow macaws, was injured when he made the bad decision to take a rest on an ocelot enclosure and was scratched by Harry on his foot. Currently, we care for Pepe in the volunteer's hut by hand feeding him, giving him a much-loved scratch on the head, and taking him for trips into the sunshine. When he has recovered, he can once again enjoy his days outside with his companions. Most recently, we were able to release a boa constrictor that was found in the Iquitos football stadium and then was brought to us by the ecological police. With water levels rising, more and more snakes are appearing throughout the city as they try to escape from the high water. After the veterinarian examined it for any parasites or injuries, we released the boa by taking a 15-minute walk from Pilpintuwasi into the jungle. Wherever you go, you will always be accompanied by at least one of our curious and often quite mischievous red Wakari girls roaming around freely. They are incredibly eager to help us fulfill our daily tasks, such as fishing, cricket hunting, or cleaning, and make sure we do it correctly. Some of the red Wakaris are also very keen on playing with Kai, our woolly monkey baby who was hand-raised and is about 6 months now. Little by little, he starts to explore the exciting environment of Pilpintuwasi, and from day to day he gets more self-confident. As you can imagine, every day brings a new surprise, so it is always worth visiting Pilpintuwasi.